Hello, my name's Leith Phillips. I'm a sergeant with the Northern Territory Police Force. I commenced on the 5th of October 1998, so this is my 24th year with the Northern Territory Police. I've spent 17 years in CIB, the Criminal Investigation Branch, with 12 of those being a detective sergeant. I've worked homicides through to drug investigations and frauds. Since the beginning of 2020, I've been quite vocal against the role and the way in which police have been used in enforcing the COVID situation, which is a health situation in the Northern Territory, and subsequently been horrified at the way in which police have been used around Australia. Particularly in places like Victoria. I communicated with our Commissioner of Police at various times saying, "Sir, please don't ever ask us to do what they've been doing in Victoria." I was informed by the Commissioner to hold the course, whatever that is meant to mean. Since then, I sent a further email this year saying, just seeking for the Commissioner to be better informed about what's going on with the mounting scientific evidence which is coming out around the world, not from crackpots, but from world leaders in their fields of expertise in medicine and medical research. As a result of that email to the Commissioner, I was counselled through the chain of command by an Assistant Commissioner and instructed to have no further communication with the Commissioner. Since that time, I have not. On the 12th of November this year was the last day before a mandate kicked in the Northern Territory where all persons were required to be double at least have one vaccination, but be double vaccinated ultimately if they had any contact with children, Aboriginal people, or two other classes of people. In the Northern Territory, that pretty much makes it a compulsory enforcement for anyone in the Northern Territory, because you're all going to come in contact with Aboriginal people and children. I found that to be a discriminatory directive. Our Assistant Commissioner for People and Cultural Reform sent out a broadcast asking for consultation into mask and vaccination mandates. I sent off a 12-page memorandum detailing my concerns about both. To date, I've had no response from the department in relation to that. As a result of people being stood down or being forced to take leave, as a result of the vaccination mandate in mid-November, and also those that ended up taking their first vaccine in order to retain their employment under duress and with significant coercion, I took leave as the stress and moral trauma which has been inflicted on myself and many members of the Northern Territory Police and was such that I felt I needed to take some time out. Since that time, I've come to the position where I can no longer remain silent within the Northern and remain within the Northern Territory Police. Yesterday, I submitted my resignation, effective close of business 3 January. To 2022, which is when my current period of personal leave ends. Today I went in to finish removing my personal items and finalise various aspects, and my swipe card access and computer access have been disabled. I was able to enter the police station anyway, as I thought it was just an error, someone jumping the gun from my resignation. Shortly after, within about 20 or 30 minutes, I'm not sure, maybe a little bit longer, the acting commander of the southern region, Kirsten Engels, with another officer, located me and wanted to have a discussion with me. I indicated I wasn't interested, however, that they advised that I had to. As a result, they asked if there was anything that could change my decision. I indicated no. However, on reflection, I possibly could have said perhaps your resignation, but that would have been mean-spirited and lacking in compassion, which are strange things to say in this current climate. As a result, I was instructed to not have any further access to my computer, and I was escorted downstairs to collect my last box of personal items. They didn't want to look in it. Well, they did, but anyway, it was just my notes from being a detective training back in 2004. And drug investigation around the same time. And then they escorted me to the front door of the police station. So that's how you're treated after 24 years of service to the community service to, in a way, the organisation. The reason that they, the acting commander told me for my being removed and my access revoked is because they were concerned about who I would speak with whilst I was in the police station and what I might do. So whom I might speak with, that's a very odd thing. I'm pretty sure I can speak with anyone. What were they thinking that I was going to do? Go around and start trying to raise a revolt? I'm certainly not into achieving anything by way of violence. And with regards to what they were concerned about that I might do, I don't know if they were trying to make a reference to my mental health. There's nothing wrong with my mental health. I am sorely, I'm disgusted at the behaviour of our executive and the moral trauma, the way in which they have acted with complete lack of compassion, and simply members down the line saying that they're following orders. It is a disgusting lack of backbone by anyone, and they call that leadership. Leadership is, and the respect that goes with that, is not automatically gained. It is earned. And that is something which I think many of our leaders have forgotten. Simply standing there and ranting and demanding that people do what they say is not leadership. It is a gross abuse of that office for which they hold. As such, I've since done up an email to the Commissioner of Police detailing my resignation in protest to the policies that he's put in place in regards to the vaccine mandate and also many other things. The loss of significant numbers of police, the brain drain from our organisation has been horrendous in the last 12, 18 months. We're only a small police force, and you cannot train for the loss of experience that we are sustaining. And that has all happened under his watch. Under his watch. I will no longer remain silent, and I will no longer be compliant with the abysmal leadership which has been provided here. There are some in our executive who are very good, but they are in the minority. And so I come to this point after 24 years of not just resigning, but being kicked out of the police station that I've served in for pretty much the entirety of my career. Words fail me. Words fail me at the lack of trust and the and all under the guise of keeping people safe and keeping and doing, you know, and leadership. And then to be told that they are concerned for me, that there are many in the executive that are concerned for me. Never once have they come to talk with me. They don't know the pressures of what the police on the ground are doing. When you're asked by the acting commander to make sure that you submit a notification for something which has occurred to your troops, it's an example that they don't know the experience and the quality of the person that they're speaking to, and therefore they need to micromanage because they're not sure that we know how to do our job, when every one of us, sergeants and senior sergeants, know exactly what we're doing. And it's this loss of experience which is hurting our junior members, because they don't have the mentoring which is required of them. So I leave, I dare say after this email, this video, that my resignation will be effective immediately rather than the 3rd of January. But that's the current climate we live in. We've degenerated in the Northern Territory and Australia to a situation where we are now living in a society of rule by law. That's what the CHO directives are. They're not laws, they're directions, only enforceable for the duration of an emergency declaration. And they're a rule by law. Rule by law is the use of law as a tool for political repression and enforcing it unequally on parties with a different set of rules favouring a few sections of society. It can become an instrument of oppression and can give legitimacy to the enactment of laws which may grossly violate basic human rights. In the Northern Territory and Australia in general today, this is where we've come to. Whereas we've been a country in the past of rule of law, which is all laws apply equally to all citizens of the country, regardless of your status, and no one is above the law. It also states that no one will be subject to harsh, uncivilized, or discriminatory treatment, even for the sake of maintaining law and order. I can no longer in good conscience continue to be part of this descent into totalitarian rule by law in this territory. Further, the manipulation, coercion, force and bullying tactics used in the forced standing down of good people and members of the Northern Territory Police, Fire and Emergency Services, sworn and unsworn, medical practitioners, teachers and others in the public service is simply irrational, without thought, logic or common sense. And in any other time and date, the actions of our executive and government would have been deemed unlawful and an abuse of office, and simply put, it would have resulted in multiple counts of unlawful dismissal. So I'm no longer remaining silent. There's a great little chapter and verse in the book of Esther in the Holy Bible, chapter 4, verse 13 and 14, where Queen Esther, who is a Jew, and she was living in the king's palace. Some may say the current parliaments could be referred to as king's palaces. When discriminatory decrees were being made against the Jewish population, which is in a way not too dissimilar to today, her uncle came to her and said, "Do not imagine that you are safe in the king's palace, you alone of all the Jews. Even if you now remain silent, relief and deliverance will come now to the Jews, but you and your father's house will perish." Who knows? Perhaps it was for a time like this that you became the queen. So perhaps it was for a time such as this that each one of us who are standing up and saying this far and no further, that this is what we've trained for throughout our lives, to be able to stand, dig our feet in, hold the line and say this far and no further. Thank you.